Apex Central listeners, you can find us every Monday through Friday on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or YouTube. Prime members can listen ad-free on Amazon Music.
Summer is all about the freedom to have fun. Forget a vacation and take a tequila-cation with new Truly Tequila Soda. This refreshing blend of real fruit juice from concentrate, sparkling water, and premium tequila blanco is the drink of the summer. Try all four refreshing flavors, all with 5% ABV and just 100 calories. Truly Tequila Soda. Keep it light. Hard Seltzer Beverage Company, Boston, Massachusetts. Please drink responsibly.
Hello, welcome to Peck Central, Barstool's daily gambling show. Full house today. Well, about as full as we can get. We've got Smitty over there to the left, the Prince of Parlays. Hello, Smitty.
See, you say that, but in reality, I take one parlay a day, and I think only one is hit.
We've got Marty Mush, still hanging on to a playoff spot, barely. Well, you're a game and a half back, but you're still there. But
you're trash.
We're trash. Derek Cole's not 100%, so I don't even want to have a one-game playoff, because if he's not 100%, we're fucked. But, hey, I'm the king of the NFL.
All right, Big Ev.
Brandon.
The new Prince of Parlays, Ben Mintz.
How we doing, Brandon?
We'll see in a minute. And
the energy in here feels...
Oh, Brandon's got that crazy Mississippi look in
his eye. That was a tough one on Saturday.
They iced it up in here, it's a little cold.
Yeah, that was a tough one.
I like your hat.
Yeah,
hat.
I put on my blue suede shoes and boarded the plane.
Wow.
Touchdown in the Delta Blues. Living in a pouring rain.
Hey, you botched the lyrics.
WC Highway.
Handy. WC Handy.
Washington Avenue.
Yeah, I got a first class. Sing the fucking song right if you're going to troll me.
First class ticket.
But I'm as blue as a boy can be.
Because I'm winning in Memphis. Unlike Mississippi State.
Okay, just fine. Hello, Ricky.
Also, programming announcement. Since I won, it's now Rico versus, but because I don't isolate my coworkers, it's going to be Rico with. So my first pick is going to be Big Ev, and if we go 10-0
Rico.
On the parlay, everyone wins a Lexus.
Rico, you... you don't take the bet because you won. Congratulations, you won.
Talk to my friend Jay. We're in.
Oh, you won, huh?
10-0 parlay. One winner gets a Lexus.
Nope.
Opt in for your chance.
This week it's
free to opt in. Winner gets a Lexus.
This week is somebody else, and then
it's
I'm still 2-1. I'm still 2-1.
All right. We will be shooting the video.
Still 2-1. All right. So.
Can't wait for that phone call. We give out a 10-team winner, and somebody calls in. Where's your fucking Lexus?
Because I was promised a Lexus. Rico said I was going to Lexus.
I got Westy fucking Tanya Harding me in the hallway.
We do have Mincy. You deleted Kiss My Ass to Brandon? You can't be deleting those tweets.
I know. I'll admit this. Brandon has an incredible ability to get under the skin
He's
of people.
He's a fucking asshole.
No,
are you new?
But, like, no, he has an ability to get under the skin, and he got me.
Like
someday.
I said, we know what.
But I retracted.
I'm holding people accountable on this show.
Yeah.
I did it.
Are you going to say congratulations, by the way?
To who?
Me. I beat your ass. Say congrats.
This is
with throwing, big man.
I thought this show was going to be.
Chop that tree.
I thought this show was going to be about something else. Show
look at
about.
Kiss my ass. And he deleted it.
Yeah, I deleted
just
it.
Say
I got triggered. I got triggered.
Yeah, but triggered tweets, you got to leave on. It's funny.
Fine.
Kiss my ass is a good tweet.
Okay. I beat you. Say congrats.
Congratulations, Rico.
Thank you. That's all it was.
I think we've realized you're not the jolly green giant we really thought you are. You are a madman.
Well, this spot, I got a little edgy for sure. There's no denying it. I've done those long shot bomb parlays forever, and I've hit a few of them in my day, but I've never hit one at Barstool. And I've lost like 12 of them since I've been here, and down 12 units, and never a word. Every time I lost a unit on them, and it hurt
because
my.
Because it was assumed.
But then when I hit my 22, you know, it's a problem. But I'm still only up like 10 total.
Here, because it was assumed that when you placed them, you placed them.
Yeah, but.
If we have a gambling house that we go to and we all sweat out our bets, we're there because we're sweating out our bets. If we have bets that we're going through, if we have bets that we put out, it is assumed that we are standing behind our plays. You gave out a fantastically sharp 21 unit parlay, and you didn't bet it.
Yeah, that's true. I didn't bet it.
So why do you get the rewards? You didn't risk anything.
I mean, I gamble responsibly. I don't know. That's my pick.
The only thing is
the most responsible thing you can do gambling is to not bet, and that is
no. But I look in my defense. I mean, I don't want to get too into
don't
it. On
get
the air.
Yeah. Don't you don't have to get into like that. I know what you're about to say, which is I understand that. But the only thing is we all got to figure out is that one. I don't unit shame is one thing. You can bet literally 10 cents on a game. I'm happy
for
it.
Put a dollar on it.
But now that we're all playing for money is a thing where now we got to have, like, we got to kind of put something on something. And I want people to gamble responsibly. Like, if it's not in your means, bet $3. Like, I don't give a fuck. I don't, when people say, oh, you only bet 50 bucks, that's how much I could bet. You know what I mean? Like, yeah. Whatever
it
is. But it's, we got to figure out, like,
I'm
just
fine
put a $5 bet.
No, I'm fine with that. I think that's fair. And also, I'm curious what Brandon said. The one thing is those big parlays, when you do hit them so drastically, do alter the standings if you do
but
hit
it,
them.
But again, if you bet it, it's like you did do it. Like, it's fine with me.
Right. There's two different conversations. Okay. There's do we want to let somebody bet something that hits 22? Well, if they bet it, they bet it. I mean, it's a very sharp play. In the three legs of the parlay, you were like on. It wasn't like you guessed. You had a very sharp. It was Ole Miss minus 20 and a half.
Yeah, I moved Ole Miss from 14 to 20 and a half.
That was sharp.
At 25, BYU money line and San Diego State money line, which was insane in that triple overtime game. They ran the Philly special for the two-point conversion. And, anyway, it was nuts. But either way.
But I'm saying if we're out here.
Now the bonus cash changes things.
Money. Right.
If we're competing
for $500.
Thing, yeah. I want the money every month.
I want it now, too.
Like, I still want my belt. Like, yeah, I mean, the money's nice, too.
We gotta all be betting it if you're going to –
No, that's fair. I came in super heated yesterday, but I think that that's fair.
Yeah.
I think we need to establish that now. I get that.
I'm establishing where it's like –
That's fair.
Rico – because everyone was kind of getting on Rico, did you bet the pick 'em parlay? And he didn't put out the amount because I know people on Twitter are like, well, you only bet $25, pussy. It's like, it is annoying. But people have different shit going on. I understand that. But bet $2.
And just share the slip.
And just share the slip
without the amount.
Fine with me.
Okay.
Well, it was the reason this came up is you were excited about your parlay hitting the other night. And I said, how much did you win? And you said, I didn't bet it. And I'm like, I mean, that just defeats the whole purpose of everything we're doing here. You can't, that's why the cheese kind of slid off the cracker here.
No, that's fair. But in my defense, I do them every week. And so because of that, it wasn't like I just tried to just jump to the top of the standings or do anything unethical.
No, maybe you didn't try that, but that is exactly what happened. You risked nothing, and now you're you would theoretically be in the lead for the money.
Yeah, but like I said, I mean, I've hurt myself going back to last fall in the standings, losing those all the time.
Yeah, but but you lose one unit at a time.
Well, yeah, but but it's still, I mean, overall I'm up like 9 units on them, you know, like it's not like, I mean, I don't know. But I do agree going forward, and I'm curious, I agree with that going forward. I think that's fair.
We have to decide. Because now you're up 22 units, and what's second place? What do you?
Oh, eight? Well, Smitty took a dive.
We had a real race.
Yeah, I went 0-12 in my 1 p.m. slate yesterday, which is.
I'm only three behind Smitty now.
That sort of pain hasn't been seen since the Old Testament.
Jesus Christ.
Hey, Jelly G, go fuck yourself. Fuck. What have I done yet? I haven't said a word yet, you cockbag.
What are you? You're reading the comments?
Yeah, because I'm like, let me see how bad it is. And I'm like, if I do something insufferable, I'll tell you.
Yeah, no, you haven't been insufferable yet.
I know.
Yeah.
I know when I
Big
am.
Have you been quiet?
No, I'm just, listen, I.
We need everyone else's opinion.
I've been somebody from day one that's like a slips guy, and it's not even like a tweet slips guy. I'm like a show it to other people in good faith, because I'm somebody who I have never given out a pick on this show that I didn't take myself. And you see me, like, I have a bad day on Thursday. I come in here Friday, I'm beside myself.
No, that's fair.
Because I'm losing a responsible amount of, very responsible amount of money. So I come in here, I'm upset. So I come from the perspective, it's not you, Mincy, it's not personal. I just think it comes off like disingenuous when you're celebrating this big win, but you didn't really win anything. I guess that's the mind frame I guess I come from.
Okay.
So I'm kind of like a, I don't know. I guess that's how I see it. Like, I guess I see it from a perspective, like, I don't feel, if you didn't, like, actually take it and it gets stripped, like, I don't, like, really feel bad. Because for me, I don't think this is what you were trying to do. But especially when we have money on the line, I think it comes from a place where it's just, like, throwing shit at the wall and hoping it sticks. Because, like, if you're not going to lose any money, I don't think you get to celebrate when it wins because you didn't really win anything.
Okay.
All right.
I love you guys, too. That would be really nice.
Okay. That was very well spoken.
So, all right, what question. Are we doing now?
Is this going to count?
What if we cut it in half?
Gave him 11?
I don't know. You guys, we need options. We need options here.
He counted his 10 losses.
It's just tough because it's such a big, like, it's...
We got to have a vote,
It's too late in the month. I almost think we need, like a people not in this room.
You just want us to all be pussies and give it to somebody else?
No, I'm saying we're all biased. We're all involved in the obviously, kind of like, I just spoke my piece. I think genuinely, like, it shouldn't count, but also take it. I'm also.
Stop. You just said it. You said what you want to say.
All right. No, that's fair. I don't think it should count. But I also could see how someone from the outside would be like, oh, it's because if it doesn't count, I'd be down 3 units and I'd be in a race for
what
the
about
month.
Our producers?
So I'm thinking maybe
there.
It should be like people who aren't in the race who don't have skin in the game.
What that are you going to do if this doesn't count? Are you going to hit one of us?
My thing is, look. I mean, I'm open to the. I'm going to be real upset if it doesn't count at all. I think that I understand why people say the half thing because the 10 or 11 units I've lost on these things before did count. Every single one of them.
Yeah, what is the actual difference between what didn't count?
Well, we didn't ask. We didn't. There was always an assumption.
I've lost them. I've done a Mincy Bomb parlay every week of college football since I've been here. I do that every week. That's every week thing.
We just started his first promo.
We also just started competing for money.
Right.
Honestly, if we weren't for money, I wouldn't give a shit. I don't know, man.
Okay.
TJ, what do you think?
I think that this is a gambling show, and yeah, there's an element of this being for content, but everyone in this room, I think the audience is assuming that every pick you give out, you're putting your money behind. And I think for the most part, that's true. So I think that if it comes out that one pick, there's no money behind it, then it's like, well, how many picks are actually just imaginary? You know what I'm saying?
Oh, boy. Here we go. Hey, Dave.
There's someone that...
Yeah, it's on. Go ahead and have a seat. What's up?
I want to get a prop in the sports book. Will Rico show up to another stream the rest of the season? Plus 450.
Not even unrelated.
But wait,
didn't even see you there.
No, of course you didn't.
We should ask Dave.
Why didn't? What would you take? Who would you take on that?
Yes.
You will?
Yeah.
When? We're traveling this weekend.
Right.
Right.
I'm available Sunday.
Of course. But we're traveling. We have an event in Chicago.
Available Sunday.
Yeah. We're doing an event.
Do a flight in the morning?
What?
Do a flight in the morning?
No, we leave on Friday.
Mm-hmm. All right.
Because we have an event Saturday, an event Sunday.
Two events, yeah.
Yeah.
Multiple events. You coming?
I wanted to go to the one Sunday.
Oh, on your schedule.
Right. Can I come? No. I got nothing to do this weekend.
No, maybe. I got to figure out who. I know we got the show playing. Yeah, we may be able to. I got to figure all that out.
Let me know.
Weight limit on the flight.
Well, no.
We can slide him in.
No. There's multiple people because obviously we have the show. But back to the question. What would you put those odds at?
I don't know, guys. 2,500?
I know. I don't know. You should just tell him your schedule.
He's not interested in that.
I mean, congratulations, you guys did hit the pick and parlay on Saturday. Of course, he wasn't there to celebrate.
And he bet it, though. He did bet it. I told you he bet it.
You saw it?
Yeah.
On his phone?
Yep.
On his thing?
He showed it today. There's a video that came out.
You did?
It's brutal that you don't trust me, but that's where we are.
Kavulki I trust you. You didn't show it. Me and Dan showed it.
All right.
Show it to him right now.
No, he don't believe me, so that's fine.
Well, that's...
That's why you show it.
Yeah, right.
All right. No, but we know where we are.
I do believe you.
All right.
But I'd like to see it.
Okay.
To show him right now.
I showed Dan.
Did you?
Yeah, top right.
Okay. All right. Do you see Jersey Jerry challenged Nadoo-doo-doo?
Yeah.
I did.
I love that.
Rico, what do you think? You're going to try to be involved in that?
No. What?
I was asking Rico.
He doesn't do content with him.
No.
You wouldn't even try to be in the corner?
I think it's a mistake by Jerry.
Oh, you're scared of Nadoo-doo-doo?
No, it's an awesome
valid.
What?
It's a very funny tweet. Oh, and Dave, we were asking on Mush the Line, do you think that Jersey Jerry really thought he was wanted a refund for that?
Probably down the road, yeah.
I do too.
Yeah. What do you think, Rico?
I don't think he really wanted a refund. I think he's a little in on it. But I don't think he
was. Are you in on it?
I'm in on it.
I don't think Jersey Jerry's in
on it.
I don't think
Rico Bosco's in on it.
No, he's not at all. That I'm clear on as well. He's definitely not on it.
What week of the season was that? Two?
Two. Well, college football was three.
NFL two.
Yeah. So 2.5.
Good games.
Mm-hmm. Oh, Florida, Alabama was fantastic.
Very good, very good, very good.
31-29.
Yep.
All the good college football people were there.
Yeah. Full house.
It was awesome. And NFL was that afternoon slate was crazy.
Aubo's just all weekend.
But he did wear a funny Memphis hat.
Yeah,
today.
At least he's paying respect to the Liberty Bowl.
All Aubo's all weekend. New contract. Fat and bloated.
I had the Aubo's.
Aubo's. Week two snuck up on you, huh?
Did <right. I> not.
Snuck up on you.
Thank you, Dave.
I've never seen someone get so much joy out of something.
It's brutal. I have full weddings that I want to just not go to now. Because it's not worth.
I know. I feel
people
like
shouldn't get married in the fall, though. Come on.
But I got two weddings. It's not even. Weddings. The problem is it's not.
I skipped them.
Well, yours is a little. Yours, you're on it.
I got. It's just.
I feel like I skipped two in a row. I skipped one this Saturday, too. I feel like a dick about it.
Yeah, I know. I think I'm going to start doing that.
My favorite part of that whole exchange was you just asking to go on the Chicago trip.
I got nothing to do this weekend. I kind of want to know.
Hey, can I go?
It sounds like a great time to gamble.
Are we all going to these events? I didn't know. I knew we were flying out Friday.
I never know. I'm just going to go, and I'm trying to come back Saturday, actually. But
I just nobody else told. Is.
Where are you going again?
Chicago.
Yeah, I like Chicago.
Yeah, we're going to Wisconsin-Notre Dame for the show Saturday morning, and then the game.
Yeah, that doesn't help because this weekend, Sunday is wide open.
With what?
For me, wide open. But there's no available. Like, it's, you know what I mean?
That's
how it goes.
I'm sure what we could do is we could probably set you up with just your own afternoon stream in the gambling house because I think our show will be done at like 3. So you just go stream the afternoon NFL games by yourself or with somebody in Jersey.
Yeah, it'll be like normal. Just be talking to myself the whole time.
I'll come talk to you, Rico.
All right.
Maybe I'll be in Chicago.
All right, what are we going
to
do?
That was a good time to run it in there. Now it's in his mind, you know?
Yeah,
that was smart. That was a pro move.
Because you text, it's like, nah.
All right, so we'll get back to whether we're going to count this.
We got to get it out.
17 minutes in, we haven't talked about any actual sports.
But we do have to get it out of the way because I don't really feel like talking about it again.
Do we want to vote?
And I was big of us not to ask Dave. Big of us. People have got to give us credit.
I'm giving you credit. I'll admit that.
I didn't want.
I wouldn't do that to you.
I wasn't going to put Mincy on that spot.
Yeah, only Rico gets.
I was
honestly that was we didn't Mincy a favor because I think
y'all did me a huge favor.
I think Dave would have said fuck.
Oh, I'm quite sure.
I was going to say I'm not going to name any names, but this and then he would have asked. He would have got the
you
name.
You ate it
so.
Out on my Twitter,
right?
You
know, so, just do a vote. Just do it. One, two.
Is there? Okay,
three,
I
want to
ask
five,
this.
Six.
Okay, before we say it counts four or not, is it counting for half on the table? Is it all or nothing,
guys? I'm sorry. He's a nice guy. There's no way it can count. It can't. It shouldn't count.
Made the decision.
I said my piece already.
I
don't think
if,
so.
I hate that it's you. I wish it were somebody else.
I abstain.
You fucking bitch.
I just think that it's
I don't abstain. If you're going to punish him for the ones he put in already,
then right. Take back the 10 or 11. I think it should be half because of the 10 or 11 I've
well,
been losing.
Well,
I think
we could take back three. Because
well, that's unfair that they count against me until I win.
Yeah, but
no.
Before
August, nothing
mattered.
There
was no money
really
on the line.
Matter.
It was pride.
Okay, you want to do half?
I think half's fair.
Whatever happened this month. So it might
take
only be
four, probably three.
Yeah, three or four.
Four, yeah, take back four.
Because the other ones are from last year, going back a year. It's like one a week.
Take away some of mine, too, if you want. I could take back a lot in college basketball.
I mean, I think America's compromises.
I don't know what that means.
Well,
he's whipping out a Missouri compromise.
No, but I mean, I think, look, I mean, I think zero is unfair, too. I think that's unfair.
What's, someone pull up the standings for
zero
me.
is ultimately the most fair.
TJ, when you have
but,
a second.
I'm willing to give him half credit.
If I get half, I'm up 11
why
units.
Why don't we just put him up 7 units?
Here's the thing. I think the fair. We're negotiating with this season. Like whatever he's done this season, take those is like take those minuses away.
But there's only been a few games this season. I mean,
I'm just saying I don't think it should get like ones from like last year. Okay. Like I said, there was nothing on the line then.
Okay.
Like there was, I think it definitely makes a difference that we're playing for money as opposed to not playing for money. I think that matters.
Again, you're a nice guy. I wish this were Rico because I would be having fun with it.
I just don't see how zero can be fair though. I understand the precedent going forward
because you risk zero.
Well, no, but going
you bet zero.
But going forward, I get that. Now that that's established, yes,
but
I get that.
But
I mean, that wasn't established before.
It is a gambling show. I feel like
even further than that, I just think like what separates Barstool is how authentic it is. Like what Dave and Dan have built.
No, that's
with
fair.
Gambling. It's all about putting your own money up and being genuine with that. So. Like I said, it has nothing to do with you personally. If it was anyone
no, I'm
in this
not,
room,
I'm not taking
or,
any
or
of
anyone
none
at,
of this
or
is
anyone
personally.
Like at the company. All if right. they didn't actually bet it, then I don't feel bad about it.
1, 2, 3.
So the fact that we were even thought about taking away his losses from last year is so stupid.
I said this season, like, take it away from this season.
No, I know.
We gotta
like,
move.
Yeah,
we gotta
take
move.
Back 12 units.
All right. Vote. Smitty, zero, half, or full?
I would vote half.
Marty, zero, half, or full?
Zero.
Big F, zero, half, or full?
Zero.
I vote zero as well.
Half for the record.
You are such a fucking bitch. I don't like this.
If I was inconsequential, why am I going to make an enemy? Half.
You understand this is not personal.
No, it's not personal. No, I'm not taking it that way at all. I do think it's really shitty to hit hit something that big, and now I'm going to have no
But chance. You didn't hit it.
But every one of these count, like, I don't know. But it's established now. I get it. I get it now going forward, but I think that's very.
And everyone has the right to try and call someone out on a bet.
So now bet you have to have bet slips for whatever you're.
I'm saying you don't have to. You need to just show them amongst us. Like, I don't think you have
to tweet
them.
You don't tweet
them. But just amongst us, just for good faith.
If you don't think someone bet it. Anyone could say
it. You could call it out like a call and bluffs.
Well, going further, I must think we should put some sort of restrictions on these parlays just for the contest of the months.
I'm okay with the minty parlay.
I have receipts from other parlays that I do that
once a week thing I do every week. I've been doing it for 6 years. That Saturday bomb parlay. That's like one of my things.
That's fine. That's fine. You can because if you bet it, it's like that's fucking awesome. And again, he's
probably
going to lose.
I still like props for hitting it.
The props is
there. I gave you. It was a great pick.
No, it was great picks.
I had BYU money. You had BY in it, right? BYU in it? Yeah, I had BYU money line as well. So, fantastic pick. And if anyone took it out there, good for you too.
Yeah, for sure.
All right.
I don't take any of it personally, though. I know Handled. It's business.
You're
going to hit the next three. I got confidence in my
you
friend.
You are such a.
You are a pussy.
You are just a gigantic no, pussy.
It's amazing.
Why do you think I sit over here? Now I tip my hand though. They're gonna start going this way.
All right.
All right. Let's do that ad and then move
do
on.
The ad. Okay. You want me to do it or you?
Yeah, I got you, fellas. The sport of business means demanding excellence from your craft and wardrobe. Your fits need to be versatile, blending timeless style and comfort so that you look as good as you feel. For that, there's Cuts Clothing. They've taken a classic men's fashion staple, the plain tee, and refined it, combining premium quality with a minimalist aesthetic. Cuts is premium with a purpose. Each piece of clothing is designed with a custom engineered fabric, expertly graded for the perfect fit among you for every challenge and opportunity. It's not just a lifestyle. It's not just clothing. It's office leisure apparel for the sport of business. Get 15% off your first order by going to cutsclothing.com/picks. That's cutsclothing.com/picks for 15% off the only shirt worth wearing. I find it very ironic that I'm doing a Cuts ad after my parlay just got cut. Just wanted to say that.
NFL games were awesome this week.
Awesome.
NFL continues to be the
home underdogs in the primetime games have been insane. Raiders Monday, the last night Ravens. I mean, just the
overs too.
What a
overs have been hitting real well
just,
too.
I mean, and not even from the gambling perspective. Almost all the primetime games have been fantastic. And last night's game, like you got everybody who has an opinion on Lamar Jackson had a moment where he felt like he was right last night. Like, the ones who are negative against him, he threw a pick six early, threw an interception. And then the ones who were positive on him had the entire redemption arc in the second half where he just took over the game with his legs and his arm. It was just a phenomenal performance.
The one thing I want to comment on, I just love that they went for it on that fourth
down. Oh, yeah.
Finally, love somebody finally in the NFL has the fucking balls to play to win and not to not lose.
I mean, not only lose. Love it, I love the fact that John Harbaugh asked Lamar Jackson what he
thought. Yes, I love that.
Better. That's what love I like it. The best, because you could go for it. Like, if your quarterback's going to say yes, I'm down to lose. They lose.
If they
you all,
ride it to
you
ride
know
or
they
die.
Punt, they're
going to
lose that fucking game.
Yeah, they all lose.
And they knew that. Like, it doesn't matter if you're if you don't punt and you, or you get or you go for it, you don't get it. You give them the ball on the Ravens, like, 45. Mm. If you punt that ball, you're losing. You're giving the ball back to Mahomes with a minute. Even regardless of the timeouts, you need to get in field goal range. Time and time again, we've just seen chicken shit decisions from the head coaches. I just love seeing them finally just make that big leap and say, fuck it, we're going for it. We're going to win the game right now. The ball's in our hands.
Yeah, I really hope football coaches start going that direction too, because watching guys like Tomlin punt when it's fourth and one, he's down nine with 8 minutes left, that's just chicken shit football. It's losing football, and what Harbaugh did was winning football, and he ultimately won the game. Helps that he has a quarterback that can go get that
for
yard.
Sure.
Yeah,
absolutely.
Well, what percentage would you put getting that fourth down versus stopping the Chiefs? I know it's hypothetical, obviously,
but fourth down is like 55-45, whereas stopping the Chiefs is like 20-80. I don't think you're stopping the Chiefs.
Right.
No.
Okay. You think it's only 55% to get a yard?
I saw the game. No, so Rico, the Next Gen Stats posted, if the Ravens got the fourth down – the going for a fourth down, they were like 82% to win, and if they punted, it was 58. It was
right.
Like 24% difference.
I tweeted yesterday, it must be so fun to be a Chiefs fan, like, and still. Like, when the Giants have third and 10, it's third and 30. Like,
right.
For them, third and 18, it's
3rd and 7. They're just lucky they won one, though, as an Andy Reid disciple for
right.
15 years. It's fun. But it's frustrating. The fact that they won one just alleviates every single concern.
We're also talking.
What are you concerned about, though?
Not fucking winning a Super Bowl.
Well, no, and as they got one, they're playing. It's a little house money. Like, you can never question Mahomes because he's got one in the back pocket already.
Exactly.
Well, put it this way.
If they did not win that Super Bowl, not so much
100%. It'd be a whole different story. I've said it, and I think everyone talks about how the way, like, one Super Bowl can just change the entire way you just see everything.
Change Eli's career.
So many careers. Like, think about, like, McNabb, for example. Like, McNabb, if you were, like, obviously everyone here was alive through that, he was a fucking awesome quarterback. As a Giants fan, I dreaded playing him. I mean, every year.
He destroyed the Giants.
But I'm saying, but he was a great, like, he was a legit top five quarterback of his era.
Eli's going to be... If he goes to the Hall of Fame, he's the worst quarterback
ever.
McNabb
was like in his prime?
McNabb had great highs.
You agree with
it? He also had some very
frustrating. I actually think Namath's worse.
With what I said?
Oh, Namath isn't good, yeah.
I still think Eli, and as a Giants fan, I think he's going to be one of the worst Hall of Fame quarterbacks.
Yeah, Namath isn't great.
Andy Reid's in a different spot now, though. If he doesn't win another, I know it's house money technically, but if he doesn't win another, it's a failure.
No,
like to have a player like this.
It'll be the Rodgers effect. Like, they think about, like, Rodgers, oh, like, he was so good, but he only won one.
Andy Reid won one. He went to the Super Bowl next year.
Yeah, I think.
It's pretty Hall of Fame.
Well, I'm saying, no, of course.
No,
he's
got to
win
another. Like, with this team, he should win another.
He should win
three more.
I wouldn't concern
right.
a failure.
Right, yeah.
The weapons on that offense.
Not necessarily
is scary.
A failure, but, like, you wasted the prime, or you wasted the opportunity of Patrick Mahomes being that fucking
Travis
good.
Travis Kelce is he is just a weapon. No
he's like Gronk.
But
how about Travis Kelce only being 1 year younger than Gronk? Are you kidding me?
That's crazy.
Gronk's beat up, man.
Oh, man.
When are they gonna
fucking
great.
Gronk's
got 4 TDs,
yeah,
2 weeks.
When are they going to pull him back with the workload?
I think the year off did a lot. I think the year off, and then they kind of slow-rolled him last year.
Okay.
Because you saw how effective he was in the playoffs last year.
I think he should be
like,
playing
I think he's
every
good
other week.
Like, I'm not saying, listen, he can go out and get hurt next week, but I'm just saying, like, I think right now the way he is, like, he looks great.
Other NFL games, there were some great games. Like, speaking of weapons, Rondale Moore showing up as a Cardinal with all the weapons they already have, with Kyler Murray and with Hopkins, with all the weapons they got in him, just catching a 75-yard pass, it doesn't even seem fair.
He still haunts my dreams from Purdue.
I love Rondale.
He is fucking electric.
Do we think
– he is electric.
You think there's some – what do you think about the Cardinals?
I think they're the Chiefs light, right? I mean, I think they're –
they're a sexy
that's
team
a
alike.
Murray needs to take a little better care of football.
They're good. They're just a lesser version of the Chiefs.
No.
Very good quarterback.
They caught good weapons.
They
caught Tennessee kind of sleeping. And Minnesota, for sure, how like kind of bad they are, they're going to be in every single game.
Y'all understand? I'm not saying they're as good as the Chiefs. I'm saying they're the same thing.
I think they're like highly – I think I'm beginning to think they're a little overrated.
Well, no, I think people were just sucking their dick too much from
people,
one game.
People were putting
they
Super
went on
Bowls.
The road and they beat the Titans, which is a great win. They come home, they win a close game. They're 2-0, and they're in the toughest division in football. I don't know if anybody has them as top five Super Bowl favorites yet.
I think they do.
Really?
I've seen a lot of people say they were the sleeper pick.
Everybody said long shot.
Yeah.
I think they're more in that maybe that like five, six, like seven range.
I'm not saying us. I'm saying there is a lot of people like are just like kind of almost penciling them in like they are going to go deep in the playoffs.
Well, I think the first game when you see how much all the points they score, you see all the sacks.
Also,
and the fumbles,
it's just fun
like, oh
to watch them. Like they're like, oh. When you have DeAndre Hopkins is by far the best receiver in football. I don't even think it's close, honestly. And when Murray literally, like Big Cat says, plays like you're playing Madden. It is crazy the way he throws the ball, runs around. But Mincy said it too. He's got to protect the football a little bit better.
He's special. He's unbelievable.
I wish I had a better base for argument, but I don't know that. Is Hopkins the by far the best receiver?
I really
in football?
Do. I don't think
he's the best.
I don't think it's.
Top
I don't
three.
Think it's very close.
Easily.
Tyreek Hill is definitely up there, but like I think
Devontae Adams is super good too.
I think Hopkins is like I don't. I think there's even a 1B. I think he's 1.
He just can do everything, and he's done it with every single quarterback. Good, bad, in between. He's just great.
Julio had a good game, too.
He did.
And he caught a touchdown. It wasn't
Jersey
a touchdown.
Yeah, oh, and that was crazy on the stream. Jersey Jerry saw the signs on Julio, texted it to Big Cat. Big Cat took him 6-1, next touchdown,
oh
and he
my
catches
God.
It. It was
Wait,
insane.
That?
Jersey Jerry.
Oh,
insane.
My God.
Jersey
no, guys.
500 to win like 3,500 on that.
Oh, my God.
Well,
Jersey
you realize
Jerry,
that's what it was?
No, Jersey Jerry called me, and he goes, I was doing something, and he goes, my bad, what's up? He goes, sorry, I just saw a sign, wanted to tell you. I said, what's the sign? He didn't answer.
What?
And which is fine. I should have answered this call, but that's
that
crazy.
Honestly just shows how hot you were yesterday.
Yeah.
That would have been the most ultimate
also,
heartbreak tragedy. In
that
the
sign.
Of
yeah.
He pulled a Jeter card. Who's number two? And Julio's number two.
That's a sign. That's
new
sign.
NFL numbers.
Listen, you don't
There's
argue,
a lot of number twos out there.
Signs.
He's
you
a big
with signs.
And you know I'm a sign guy. Yeah. He's a huge sign guy. I can't believe he just texted me. Sorry, saw a sign. Wanted to tell you.
Last night was a sign game that we
Jerry's
all missed.
Phone number.
What?
Fucking Omar.
Oh, that's true. Yeah.
I took the Ravens last night. That was huge.
I had the Ravens.
I had a money line. That was fantastic.
That whistle they did at the beginning?
Yeah.
Oh
my God.
Really cool.
Incredible.
Quickly going through the rest of the NFL. Panthers beat the Saints.
Saints are
called that.
Yeah. You never watched that show, though, right?
The Wire, yeah.
Too urban for you?
Let me tell you something. I am.
He likes Outkast,
are you Mr.
Rico.
Urban?
He listens to Outkast.
I'm much
McGuire?
More urban than that motherfucker. Staten Island? Are you fucking kidding me?
Okay.
What to? You check out where I'm from, motherfucker. Okay.
I would like to call out. I called the Vikings. I called the Panthers.
You were on the
Panthers. Were a system pick. You got it from me.
The Saints thing.
Systems 2-2 on the year.
The Saints thing. It's going to sound excuses. They got so many guys out week two. They're without Eric McCoy, Michael Thomas, Davenport, Lattimore, Chauncey Gardner-Johnson, and Quan Alexander.
Yeah.
I mean, that's a lot for week
they
two.
They were set up to lose that game.
Yeah.
And also,
yeah, it's tough.
I'm going to say,
it's tough.
I think I'm going to say it. The Raiders are a good football team.
2-0, they go beat the Steelers on the road.
Carr played a hell of a game. Hell of a game
win.
By Carr.
I don't think the Eagles are as bad as you think.
I do. I think they are.
I mean, now that Brandon Graham is out, their O-line and their D-line needed to play at an impeccable elite level all year for them to have a chance.
Right.
And now Brandon Graham's out. And Brandon Brooks, you don't know what's going on the offensive line. All-pro guard, who's been hurt every single year. So if they keep the injuries piling it up, it's not going
to
be good.
No, Saul Big Fart Stein. I didn't go to a segregated high school. I went to an 80% black high school, 20% white. Okay? I grew up in a town that is literally 52% black, 48% white. Okay? No, I didn't go to a segregated high school. Fuck.
I don't know. I
give the
I
comment
the
section the frame of the house, and they put the fucking furniture in. Let me
fucking
tell you.
Saul Big Fart Stein. All right. Titans bounce back. They go beat the Seahawks. Cowboys bounce back. They go beat the Chargers.
That was a safety.
That
play,
was
right?
the, that was.
The, oh, that was a safety.
That was a
yeah,
safety.
Was a
safety,
absolutely
for sure.
The Cowboys Chargers was one of the worst officiated games I've ever seen in my life.
Awful
I know
game to watch.
Out, I know it gets like thrown around a lot.
I saw a couple of poorly officiated games this week.
You never blame the Zebras,
but I'm saying that one like they literally called a they gave the sack to a cow to the Cowboys. That he did. He never tackled him. He literally was. He wasn't getting driven backwards. He was backpedaling. Throw it. They just spotted it down right there. It was, I've never seen anything like that. Yeah. It was crazy.
Yeah,
and they made the difference between third and goal on the 25 and third and goal on the 11. Yeah. That was a huge swinging play. That was insane.
It was a terribly officiated game, and it was an overly officiated game. Like, everything was a penalty.
Every time the Chargers did anything on offense, it got called back.
Big Cat's tweet was unbelievable. He said, anybody that's in hell should have to watch this Cowboys-Chargers and bet the over on loop for infinity.
That was me. I was on the over. I was on the Chargers. It was infuriating.
That was hilarious.
All right, I got to stop because we've gone 34 minutes, and I haven't given a shout-out that needs to be given. Anybody know what the shout-out is?
Yes,
to be given?
Please say it.
You want me to do it?
I want you to do it. Actually, no. You know who I want to do it? I want Big Ev to do it.
Big Ev?
Because he's the one.
I laughed at the kid.
He believed.
Big Ev.
Six Iron Kid, baby.
The fucking Six Iron
Kid.
Is he on
the line? Kid.
He's not on. I don't think
he said he was going to call
on
in.
He's on the line.
He is on the line.
I went against him.
I was the only
one that believed in him.
Where is he?
Everyone scoffed at him. They said Louisville stunk. No, Ole Miss is just really good.
Yeah, Ole Miss is damn good.
Six Iron Kid, go. What's up, buddy? Six Iron Kid.
Hey, what's up, boys?
Congratulations.
Boys. Thank you. By the way, it's my birthday today, too.
Oh, my God. It's your birthday today? I am rock solid. Please speak.
Well, I wasn't ready for it to be on. Wow, that was crazy. Anyway, I just got done playing 18, getting my mind right, looking through the slate, looking through everything.
What does he do for a living?
You don't even want to know what I do for a living. Anyway. Looking through the slate, and something catches my eye. The guy that started it all, boys, Robbie Ray.
Murdy on it.
Yep.
Primetime game. So again, the world could see how good the Blue Jays are. I love it.
So what's your pick?
Fade Robbie Ray.
This fucking guy.
On
this
my birthday, six iron stamp. This is it. We'll dance tonight, boys.
Can you please
birthday of the Six Iron Kid?
Can you please tweet out like how you golfed today too? Like, just tell us how you golfed.
Do you follow? Do you follow him?
What?
It was brutal.
He got out the losers. Probably a good sign.
Me and the Six Iron Kid were DMing.
He's already done golfing. What do you do,
guys? Again, don't worry about that.
I won't.
Just know this. Tonight, the fall of Robbie Ray.
Okay.
We're back.
All right.
The six iron's back.
I disagree again, so it's a good sign.
If you hit, you got to call back tomorrow, and he already hung up on me. Wow. Okay. Six iron kid just dips in, dips out.
Power move.
I mean, that's a – I don't
– Fade Robbie
Who are they playing?
The Rays.
Rays are at home.
I love it.
This is also like for the Cy Young.
You think?
Yeah. It is. Like, it's his to lose now because Cole just fucking let up six runs to the Indians.
Yeah, that was
I'm going to throw this one out there right now because that was the start of my over 12 biblical adventure yesterday. Anybody who supported the Yankees fan here, or anybody who supports the Yankees here, who's out on the streams, who's ball washing them left and right, should go in the middle of the rundown set and commit seppuku in honor of the fucking failure of the New York Yankees.
You said the Sabuku thing earlier. I just didn't ask. I guess I'll ask now while I'm live. What the fuck is that?
You don't want to commit it.
That is a Japanese badge of honor. Jesus when you Christ. Stab yourself in the stomach and bleed out because you know you're a failure and you need to save face somehow.
Seems a little extreme.
No, I don't think it is.
Seems like a bit extreme.
I don't think it is.
I mean, the Yankees.
You guys fucking suck.
Sorry,
and the second your fraud ass
sorry,
just rides them to victory because they run 10 straight wins and thinking your old dick don't stink. It stinks, pal.
No, it doesn't.
It stinks.
Hey, the Phillies aren't in the playoffs
I'm
either.
Not talking about the Phillies.
Oh,
this is Yankees.
You can't fucking give it. You can't
this
take
is
Yan- it.
You cannot say, oh, I don't care about the Yankees. They stink.
Oh, I care
and
about
then
the
ride
Yankees.
Them fucking to the moon when they go on an 8-game winning streak.
Do you see the, minus 6 units right now? It's because of the Yankees. It's literally, I've actually been having a good month. It's the Yankees that are killing me. And the Yankees, yeah. Right now, I'm a rational fan. So is Big Ev. We are a bad team right now. Our best pitcher is hurt. I could tell. And our other pitchers aren't very good either. We are fucked.
Literally just Kluber.
We have to sweep. If we don't sweep the Rangers, it's over. I'll stop talking about the Yankees if they don't sweep.
And you will commit seppuku.
I'll maybe a little lighter than that.
Right. Get the guy to buy Capital Grill.
You'll play Sudoku.
He's going to go, are you?
Again? You guys, anyone wants
to? Honestly.
Actually, I think you playing Sudoku on camera would be akin to anybody else doing Sudoku.
That is true.
Well, we tried to get him to do a sixth grade. He lost a bet to me. We made him do a sixth grade math test. We had to downgrade it to a third grade, and it still took 45 minutes.
I'm really bad with numbers. It's bad. Gambling numbers, though, I'm unbelievable.
Judge has to be, or not Judge, Boone has to be going after this year, right?
I think so.
They don't make the playoffs.
Contract's up, so.
I would not be shocked if they brought him back. But
I wouldn't be shocked. I think they're going to bring him back.
If they make the playoffs, they'll bring him back. Because
Cashman wants a puppet. Cashman likes that he can be his puppet. And I feel like even the next guy they hire, that's going to be like his puppet.
So you are a game.
I'm not as down on Cashman as everyone else is. I'm down on Boone.
I want
Cashman deserves some blame though, just for the record. But I'm not as down him.
Who do you want? A-Rod?
Showalter.
We bring back Buck.
Wouldn't that hate it. Crooked fuck.
I wouldn't hate it.
I wouldn't hate. Would you hate it?
No, I just said I wouldn't hate it. I wouldn't hate it.
I mean, if he didn't get it done during the 90s, why would he get it done now?
That was probably
because he'll fucking whip some people into shape.
It all makes sense. Yeah. Buck coming back was probably part of his deal when he agreed to groove Jeter, that fucking pitch, and not fucking walk the guy and have a crazy shift that allowed that hit. So it makes sense. Buck's probably the guy. You're right.
I hate that game. I had a -1.5. I'll never forget it.
Oh, that's when he had the single to right field.
Yeah,
his last
Buck, there was a guy on second base. Buck doesn't walk the guy. The second baseman's like covering the bag. It was a weird.
Buck
Showalter
intentionally walked Derek Jeter in the last game of a meaningless game that no one cared about. Just because it was Jeter's game, he'd be fucking ridiculed forever.
If you're not going to manage game 162 like one, then you're an asshole.
But also, his batting average this year wasn't bad. I guarantee the guy behind him was a better hitter than him.
I would assume so.
We're not talking about this fucking last game of Derek Jeter wasn't coached. I mean,
the hitter behind Jeter was probably always better than
Buck's
him.
Crooked.
I'm just saying if we want to
really
crooked. Get
the
Buck
is a Mississippi State product. You watch your fucking mouth.
He's crooked.
How old is he now?
Oh, he's got to be
70.
60 what?
Five. We looked it up yesterday.
He played for us in like 76 or 79. So
I actually think that's a hysterical reality show of bringing back like Buck Showalter, Lou Piniella, like La Russa just and competing.
Get
one
Lou,
team,
light a fire under their
one
asses.
Team has to agree that whoever wins this one league gets to go to the show.
All right.
I love it.
Buck Showalter, the Yankees is a fun topic. We haven't even talked about college football.
Here's our updated standings.
Everybody.
Why do you care about college football? Your season's done.
My season's not done.
Just,
what?
It breaks my heart. It's tough. It's a big
we got a race, boys.
You're still in the race.
We got a race.
I know. It's just tough.
We got 10 days.
It's just tough.
Yeah, you know who's fucking smiling right now that didn't count? That guy.
Smitty
voted for half. He's an F.
Yeah, because he knew.
No, Smitty would.
Dude, I'm going to be Smitty minus 20 units by the
Smitty
weekend.
Smitty sent me a personal
friend.
Text congratulating me about it.
Yeah.
Smitty's very
I root for everybody here.
No, you don't.
The fuck I don't. TJ, what am I doing? What am I doing if I win this $500?
No. Means
thank you.
The free bet.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I'll tell you
for
this.
The boys.
I will never do that.
Not do that.
Right. Yeah, if I win, I'm putting on my lock of the week.
Yeah, me too. So much more fun.
All right. College football, I think everybody is beatable this year. I think we the superheroes are mortals this year. Alabama can be beat. Alabama, we saw that on Saturday. Florida is good, not great. And their quarterback is good, not great, or decent, not great. And they took Alabama all the way to the wire. If they didn't miss an extra point early, you know, that probably goes to overtime. I just think that's the story. Everybody you thought was elite this year isn't. Alabama is beatable. Georgia, we'll see. Oklahoma might just be outright bad. Ohio State might be average.
Clemson
might be bad. Like
Ohio State's average right now.
Our defense sucks.
Listen.
Sucks.
Here's the thing about Ohio State, Oklahoma, and Clemson when talking about them. Ohio State's getting all the heat, right? They still won that game by 21 points.
Sure.
Clemson beat Georgia Tech by 6.
Well, no, they're not off the hook. They're
Oklahoma beat Nebraska by 7. Uga,
what his name is, I've told you this before the season. DJ is a bad quarterback. Everyone gave him a lot of hype last year because of the Notre Dame game and didn't play much, and he is a bad quarterback. Georgia Tech is a bad football team.
Shout out to Evie.
Okay,
he's already hit
best.
The fucking
They lost. Didn't Clemson. They lose to fucking – what's it? Didn't they lose that first game?
Who are you talking to?
Georgia Tech.
They lost to Northern
Illinois.
They lost 63-3 at Michigan.
Bad fucking football team. Yeah. And Clemson at home, it wasn't even at Georgia Tech. It's like – You can't win that game by that, like, by 8 points.
I think we all made the same mistake, and I made it really bad. But it's like Ohio State, Oklahoma, and Clemson have been so good every year. You know, we just assume the quarterback play stays elite. You know, you look at, like, Oklahoma had Mayfield, Kyler Murray, Jalen Hurts, and Rattler's a drop-off. Clemson, you go Watson to Lawrence, and then Ohio State, Haskins, Justin Fields. And it's like you just assume they plug it in and reload. But, like, those guys were all freaking badass, and I feel like people are seeing that more now.
Let's give an apology off. I apologize. Florida, good pick.
Well, thank you very much. Which one are you needing an apology about? I just don't remember.
Notre Dame.
Well, okay.
What? Purdue, I mean, was
that,
the right
that
side.
That was okay.
Purdue was the right side.
You were right.
We stand by that.
I don't know if it's
just not the right side.
But I don't think people, like, jumped all over you. Because
yes, they did. Everyone did. They're like, oh, Purdue's a play. Notre Dame's a bet. He did. You did.
I mean, just basically just me.
No, he did.
I don't think I did.
You did. Just fucking apologize to me. One of you.
Marty, you didn't even give out Purdue, did you?
Huh?
Did you even give out
Purdue?
No,
I didn't.
I gave out Purdue. I was wrong.
Marty, I'm sorry.
All right, thanks.
Do you know who had the sneaky sharpest play of the week?
Me.
Besides Brandon Walker, Florida, and Alabama first half.
Oh, did she
give
that out?
How'd she do? How'd she do overall?
FCS teams.
FCS are killing it for her. Everything else is like,
yeah.
The sharpest play.
She had Pitt. I told her to worry about that.
The sharpest play of the week was the Ole Miss by 20.5.
The sharpest play was taking Duke.
Okay.
Yes.
I've hit every Duke bet this year.
Everyone's now talking about themselves.
Well, this Ole Miss thing.
Duke plus three.
Brandon better get ready for some eggs to be coming his way this year.
Oh, I'm not worried about it. We're going to fuck
you. You're not worried,
ass.
Huh?
We're
no,
when
not
we
worried
beat
at
Ellen,
all.
Well, no, I'm not. I'm not. You guys are a paper tiger right now.
Oh,
you got
okay.
You got a bye week this week.
We do.
You're going to go get your ass whipped at Alabama.
I think we're going to compete. I don't know.
You're not.
We're...
You're not. You're going to score 40. They're going to score 65.
Who's this?
Ole Miss.
Talking about Ole Miss.
You got Alabama this weekend?
No, bye. Then at Bama. Okay. CBS 330. Big one.
It's going to be a game.
Yeah, he scored 48 against them last year. Yeah, they scored 65 against you. Their defense is better this year.
Their defense is better. Our defense is—I mean, our defense is definitely not good, but it's way better than last year.
Where is Ohio?
Not one of the worst units ever anymore.
My dad wanted me to ask this, and it's kind of a moot point because we're never going to solve it. But what's Ohio State's ranking right now?
10.
Okay. What is Florida?
11.
Okay.
I think that's probably fair.
Yeah. Like, why did Florida move back if they've given Alabama their best test?
Well, was Florida that high?
In the AP, they were 11. They stayed 11. In the coaches' poll, I think they were 11 and they moved like 13.
And then by
Ohio
the same
State
token,
from 9 to 10.
Ohio State, so you beat Minnesota, right? And they got kind of – game wasn't as close to Oregon.
I mean, you can't – we had the ball on their side of the field twice, down 7 in the fourth quarter.
All right.
We didn't get blown out.
They didn't look great. Florida gives Bama the best that they can. The wins kind of cancel out. Like, who's more impressed? I think that's splitting hairs with those two resumes, you know what I mean?
I mean, no, it's fair. I mean, it's a fair point.
Again, it goes back to these preseason rankings that I think are all bullshit. So.
Yeah.
You're a friend. You struggled on the two big games you were talking to me about a lot.
Nevada
and Miami. Miami's bad.
I flip-flopped
so
on
Miami.
I
was wrong on Miami as well.
I was pissed at myself because obviously I would do the lock on Wednesday for the college football show. And I think if I had done it like Thursday night, I probably would have given BYU. Like, I ended up putting the most money on BYU, like, personally. I was on a money line straight. I had a Fresno BYU parlay, but not Nevada was.
And
I walked into it a little bit.
Trap games went 1-1, right? Cincy won.
Yeah, well, West Virginia, and they tried not to cover.
Ooh,
Cincy won. Oh, if Indiana has an average quarterback,
facts.
Indiana wins.
Cincinnati did not look good.
Penix,
that was
Penix
a lucky
was
one.
Trash.
And the fact they won by 14 is wild.
Yeah. It looks so much better than it was because it was bad.
Wow, like I said, Indiana's when it comes down to it, I didn't like Indiana's offense.
There's an element of survive in advance, right? Just
exactly.
If you're a top 10 team, you go on the road, you're in a war, you just
for
survive
sure.
in advance. But still,
sure.
it did not. It did
I
not
can't believe the Wisconsin line. I've talked about it this morning.
It's 5.5 for Notre Dame.
Preseason, what was Notre Dame probably laying a touchdown?
I don't think it'd be that.
Wisconsin was high preseason.
Wisconsin was number 12 in the country.
I would guess
Penn State beat them.
I was thinking it was going to be Wisconsin
maybe
minus
three?
Like 1.5.
There's a hell of a middle on that.
You know who's good? Our boy Jake Haner and Fresno State. They're just good.
Fresno State's good.
Like Fresno State's
almost
a top
Oregon.
15 team in the country.
Almost beat Oregon.
Did beat UCLA. They're good.
Heroic effort into the game too.
That's for anyone who was. I feel like a lot of people weren't up for it. Or didn't get to like watch it firsthand. if that was on at like 3:30 p.m. on like CBS, that'd be all anyone was talking about all weekend.
Yeah.
This kid was on my couch 2:30 in the morning. Every throw, he's grimacing. He's got, what, he had a lacerated kidney, this sick bastard. Drives him down the field twice in the final 3 minutes.
Insane.
Wins the game. Gets the ball back the second time with 54 seconds left. Goes the length of the field. Throws a touchdown pass. That was a legitimate, like, heroic performance.
How do you lacerate a kidney?
Yeah. Played through it. Same literally, way. Literally yeah. every.
Same way you lacerate anything
every,
else?
Smitty, every yeah, single throw. Smitty,
gets
every
speared?
Every throw, he's throwing it and immediately just, oh.
Yeah,
just, like, it was crazy.
Shout out to
Stony
Brook.
That kid is a warrior.
So
absolute
is warrior. Is Penn State good?
Yes.
Not, moral, not morally, but maybe on the football
field. It's been 12 years. All those people are dead.
I just said it. Not morally, but maybe on the football field. I think they're
pains me to say
they're
it.
Ready for a big letdown soon, though.
I would think so.
That's fair. Yeah,
I don't think their
Auburn,
offense is very good.
I think
maybe
Auburn
it could be Ohio State.
Defense
is
good.
I think
their
Auburn's
offense is weak.
That good.
I don't think Auburn's good either.
Uh-uh.
So that's why I think like, and then so they beat Wisconsin, Auburn. So that looks great right now. But also with Wisconsin's.
No, I think the Wisconsin win will win.
Really that good?
What?
So. Is the SEC overall really like Vandy's bad, Kentucky's bad,
well,
Missouri's bad, Mississippi State's not great.
Ole Miss is sitting
East
in the spot
is
for us.
Ole Miss
this
year.
Is
our spoiler.
Missouri's not bad.
Arkansas's not bad either.
Arkansas is yeah, but can I mean,
I think Missouri's going to lose this week.
I think they're going to win.
Auburn's not
on the road at Boston College.
Maybe Boston College.
They're favored now.
I know the line just seems a little like take. It seemed to me like you take BC in the 2.5.
Without a quarterback, with their quarterback hurt.
Oh, did Jerkovic get hurt? I didn't even realize that.
I think he's out.
Yeah, Jerkovic out for the year.
Yeah.
Wrote it in my blog.
That must have just completely slipped me.
You
didn't
read Rico's blog?
Wrote it in my blog.
Why are you writing blogs now?
What?
Well, he doesn't come into the stream, so he's got time.
Output.
That completely went over my head. I didn't even see that. I didn't even realize that.
Oh, there's some good.
That's why I bet against him the other day. I bet Temple like an idiot.
I guess, honestly, I haven't bet a BC game once this year on either side. I haven't laid action on him at all. Their line never stood out to me. I haven't paid as much attention to BC.
It is nice, though, that like I still think Alabama wins the championship. I really do.
But at least they're
mortal.
But
it is nice that like it's going to be like a shit show year because I love that shit.
It's going to be.
No, I know what you're saying. There's hope for everyone. Hope is a big thing.
Yeah.
I hope
I'm already tailgating.
Teams make the playoffs.
12 days to Ole Miss Bama.
That's not
going to
happen.
Are you going?
I don't know what I'm doing. I got to talk to you. I got to ask. I was supposed to go play World Series of Poker that weekend, but I'm going to – check. I don't want to miss it. If we're doing a big stream, I don't want to miss it.
I don't know if we're doing a big stream. I know I'm going to be – me and Casey are going to College Station.
Okay.
Weekend,
well, maybe
but,
I'll see if I can go then.
Well, I'm not a big swinging dick here.
That?
Next weekend, oh. Not this weekend.
Yeah, because there's no – because College Football shows Chicago this weekend, but not the weekend after.
Rutgers, Ohio State that weekend.
Bro, Rutgers is getting fucking 19 at Michigan.
Really, 19?
They're giving Michigan
respect.
A lot of respect. A
lot of respect for beating
love,
tomato cans.
Love Rutgers.
Hate that.
What do you mean? I've been on them. Let me tell you.
You were a laugh at Rutgers guy.
Not this year.
I think
though.
You're a laugh at me guy.
I'm a laugh at TJ guy. I don't like TJ's success.
I'm saying some of us have been on in from the ground floor.
But no, yeah, I have definitely not. I'm definitely.
Were you old enough to remember them when they were good? Like that 07 year?
I hate when you do
I
that.
Was a kid.
But yes, he does it all
grade.
The time.
Well,
you're a young
good,
buck.
That's a decent question.
No, I don't.
I was in fifth grade.
Yes, I
knew. We're the same age.
Yeah.
But,
you've lived longer than he has.
Brian Leonard,
that's true.
The boys.
True.
I wasn't
the two-headed backfield.
I grew up around Marco Battaglia. So.
Took Marty like 14 years to put on pants.
That's a fact.
That 2007 year, though,
unbelievable.
Is one of the greatest years of college football history, and we could – the door's open for that to happen
again. Good, I hope it happens again.
The door is open for that to happen again. Shout out who?
Ray Rice.
Why are you shouting out Ray Rice?
Was he a big
I understand
part of
that
year?
He played on
backfield.
We don't have to shout him out.
Brian Leonard was incredible.
I mean,
Brian Leonard was
year.
Like – he also
you know who else was good that year? Aaron Hernandez. I'm
he
not
looked like
him
he
out.
Finished the 12 o'clock kick, won the game, and then went and ball-backed like that night or was bouncing that night. Like he was a rough – he was unbelievable.
He was a good running back. They had a great two-headed
remember that? Remember that kicker? Was it Rutgers kicker that pointed
oh,
at the
yeah. What
at
was
the
his name?
Jeremy
Ito,
the judge. Ito,
I knew it was, a short last name.
Jeremy Ito.
I know, obviously. Fucking great.
That was funny, PFT. Give him a handshake.
Yeah, I mean.
That was incredible.
Dead. He was like, yeah. That's good.
All right, picks. Picks. And we'll talk about we've left a lot of meat on the bones. We'll have plenty to talk about tomorrow. But we have some housekeeping to do. Rico, what's going on, man?
I'm not great. Not great.
You are
also,
really
I mean,
bad, dude.
I hammer the stuff that I like, so the one units I'm never going to be a 75% guy, but yeah, I just got to get – we'll figure it
I'm
out.
I'm not sure mine's correct either.
Might have something to help me out today.
I don't feel like mine's correct. I'm not sure mine's correct because I was positive units coming into the weekend, and then I went 6-5 on Saturday, and then I went 3-3 yesterday.
Did you lose Friday to Central Florida Louisville?
I went 1-2.
Okay.
I
had like 22.
I don't think mine's
yesterday.
Right.
I don't think mine's correct either.
I think these are all wrong.
I do too.
Challenge.
I think they're just fine.
Well, I know mine's. I just don't know where I would have lost six units in a weekend where I didn't go negative.
I mean, juice is a thing.
Wake.
I mean, you said you lost like 2-3 units, and then with all the picks, juice.
There's not five units worth of juice there.
Like one or two, though, maybe.
Wake turned out to be very easy, huh?
Yeah,
that was a layup.
Yeah. I mean, Florida State, 0-3, trash.
They're just that bad.
They're gonna pick somebody off.
They were never in the game.
Get up, get Miami or something. I mean, Miami's bad.
Yeah, it's not even picking them off. They're just bad.
All right, quickly, Rico, start us off. We'll go this way this
starting
time.
Starting off?
Yeah.
Reds, money line. Blue Jays, money line. A's, money line. Lions, Packers, over. I'll probably have a parlay plus.
Juice bag, juice bag, juice bag.
And also, I'm putting this one up. Bama, Chiefs,
oh my God.
And Toronto Blue Jays. 345.88. Yeah, so... I'm going to put that off for one unit right now.
That's funny.
It's not the worst.
Ben Mintz.
All right. Bounce back for Green Bay off that awful effort in Jacksonville last week. Green Bay first half, Aaron Jones over 68.5 yards. Aaron Jones first touchdown. He had a horrible game last week. Detroit can't stop the run. I think they reestablish him.
All right. I've got something similar, but I got the Packers bouncing back minus whatever it is, 12.5. Rodgers over 283. I don't like the weather there, but I like him to bounce back. Wanted Adams as a anytime TD scorer, but it was just, you know, minus like 225.
Jesus.
So, Robert Tonyan plus 165 to score a touchdown tonight. Big
love
F.
That.
All right. Big money line dogs. I got Tigers money line, Cardinals money line, Angels money line. I got the Lions plus 12. The Lions Packers over 48.5. Add the six iron kid to my card. Rays money line.
Forgot all about the six iron kid. Marty Mush.
Adding the Rays to my card as well. Just I'm not missing out on the six iron kid anymore. I got the Packers minus 11.5. I got Randall Cobb plus 1,700 first touchdown.
Ooh.
Yankees minus 1.5. Cardinals money line because that's crazy. Packers. I didn't mean the Packers team total. I meant the entire over. Sorry. And then Packers adjusted line minus 20 plus 240.
Oh, my gosh.
I love the Packers so goddamn much. The 49ers are a bad team. I saw what they did against the Eagles. The Eagles are a bad team as well. What?
What's the 49ers got to do with it?
The Lions play the 49ers the first week. And
Smitty.
Smitty.
Yeah.
Picks.
What? Rico.
I don't know what Rico's doing.
Okay.
Hey, I got this.
He
Smitty.
Beat you.
I hear the music. We're running around.
Let's go. I got it.
Pirates Reds over 9. Strikeout parlays hot. Doing well. Or not parlays, just regular bets. Packers lines over. Bet with Smitty. Ranger Suarez, one of the best pitchers in Major League Baseball history. He's on the mound tonight. Over K's.
All right, wrap it up, Smitty. Shit. I'll be back tomorrow. That's Pick Central.
Anything else?